Lucky dog that you are, obviously a huge Cub fan, you made the pilgrimage to Cleveland, Ohio on the chance that you might get a ticket to get into Game 7, and you got in.
My childhood best friend, we've talked for years about going if they ever got there, and of course ticket prices were crazy in Chicago. And so Game 7 came along. We literally woke up that morning and said, let's go. And we didn't really have a plan. We just started driving to Cleveland, bought some tickets online on the way, and a great experience, one of the best experiences of my life.
Had they lost, would it still been a great experience?
I would still be in regret of buying the tickets and making that pilgrimage. It's a long drive.
I know. Oh, I'm jealous.
But no, it was worth every penny now that they pulled it off.
Oh, man. So did you come back with souvenirs? Did you come back? Did they have Game 7 cups, beer cups that you...
we bought programs, the tickets. You know, the tickets are selling for like $500 or $600 now online on eBay. Yeah, just the ticket stubs. So, you know, you've got the ticket, you've got the souvenir program. So we bought a few things just to have.
Sell it, or is it really something you're going to hang on to?
My kids will probably sell it someday.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
All right, let's talk about BN by the Numbers coming up on next week?
Yeah, next
a week from today.
We've got Greg Bays, the president of the Illinois Manufacturing Association.
I'm sure he brings good news with him.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they're probably one of the hardest hit industries in Illinois over the last 20 years. And things he'll talk about is since 2000, Illinois has lost over 300,000 manufacturing jobs. When you compare that to Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa, they've all grown by 70, 80, 100,000 jobs over that time period in manufacturing. And so the rest of the country is thriving from a manufacturing standpoint. There is a resurgence in manufacturing, but Illinois continues to bleed those jobs. And so all you have to do is look at Springfield and say, you know, here's what's going on and here's the problem. So he'll talk about some of those specifics, whether it's workers' comp reform or taxes, the impending, you know, no budget for the last year and a half. It's really a challenge.
Even before you get to taxes and pensions and stuff, it's an outsider looking into Illinois has to be thinking, I don't want anything to do with these clowns.
Yeah. Now, we see lots of companies, that are looking to the Midwest. They love Illinois. They love the location. They love our workforce. And then they're like, well, you know, we just don't know what your state's going to do. There's so much uncertainty. The taxes, you know, that's an issue, but it's not like we're completely uncompetitive. The problem is, if you're a business trying to plan out 15, 20, 30 years, you're like, you don't even know what Illinois is going to do next week, let alone 20 years from now. So it is a real struggle.
So how do you pull it off? That just makes your job so much harder.
It is a huge challenge. My counterparts around the state, we work together a lot. Governor Rauner, I think, through DCEO and Jim Schultz, his former director there, they've done a great job to be more pro-business, and they're really pushing hard for pro-business reforms. So there is at least a dialogue taking place now, but it's going to take some serious movement and some gut checks of legislators that continue to support the old way of doing business.
All right. It'll be interesting to get his take on it. Greg Bays, President, CEO, Illinois Manufacturers Association. This is coming up a week from today. New location, too. This is going to be at the Bone Student Center Prairie Room.
Bone Student Center. We moved. We outgrew our old facility, so we're continuing to see strong interest.
All right. If people want to get tickets to this, is it it's a lunch. Yeah, it would be a lunch from 11:30 to 1.
You just go to our website, bnbiz.org, and all the information's on there.
All right. Let's talk about, let's see here. I already know where Portillo's is going, so you're off the hook on
that
one.
You're good to go now.
I did learn, though, prior to, I think, 3 weeks out.
Yeah.
Here's how this all went down. Well, a couple of months ago, anyway, I heard that it was going to go at the Motel 6 site. And you can comment on this if you like. And then it turned out, nope, it's not going to go to Motel 6 because they need more room. And then I heard that a restaurant in town, I won't name the restaurant, was going to move to the Motel 6 site, tear that motel down and build a new restaurant. Have you heard something like that?
I heard stuff like that, yeah.
It's moot now.
Yeah, we weren't directly involved with Portillo's. You know, a lot of times a deal will come in, they'll go directly to the community. And so, dealing with the folks at the town of Normal, we had some early requests for sites that we would know of or around town. And so we provided a list of sites. But beyond that, we really weren't privy to the details of how that was coming together. And that works sometimes. You know, Town of Normal certainly handled it and got the deal done. So,
well, they did. There was some dealing to be done here to the tune of almost $2 million, $1.8 million. And let's just get your take on this, because you look at social media, the buzz is still out there. How can you pay $1.8 million, give up $1.8 million to help a business come to town that's going to make $8 million annually? That's projected, $8 million annually. They have their hand out for $1.8 million. They don't need the money. Did we need to dangle that carrot?
Well, I'm not even sure whether we dangled it or not. I mean, sometimes companies come in and request those things. And, you know, this is how business is really done today. And you have to be very calculated. And I think the Town of Normal is always very calculated when they make a decision. They look at it for the long haul. This is an investment, you know, years down the road, 5, 6, 7 years down the road, all of that new sales tax that's being generated will come back to the community. So they'll be way ahead of this investment. And so I think that's how they look at it. You know, Portillo's, you know, they're expanding and growing nationally. This was the first place downstate Illinois. They could have gone to Peoria or Champaign, but they picked this community for a multitude of reasons. So, you know, very few deals that I've ever worked on economic development, they're not asking or have not asked for something. I mean, that's just the nature of how it works. You just have to be very thoughtful and say, okay, what is the long-term return? We're not just handing money out to get a business here, but we're saying we're actually going to reap some benefit of this investment.
And you talked about new tax revenue generated by this restaurant. Is it going to be real? Is it going to be new tax revenue, or is it just going to be money spent on restaurants now being diluted and funneled into the new fancy restaurant?
And I've talked to some other restaurant owners in the community. They're not worried. I think that they see it as an opportunity to bring new people to the community. So, you know, if you're driving down the interstate and you're getting from St. Louis to Chicago and you see there's a Portillo's, you're going to pull off. Well, as you pull off, you see, oh, well, what's that distill over there? Maybe next time we're passing through, we'll hit that place. So it brings more, it's a destination type place. There are people that will drive literally hundreds of miles to get to a Portillo's just to have lunch or a dinner.
Would it help now, because where Dick's Sporting Goods was, that is empty, but isn't it right across the street from where this Portillo's will go?
It's right there.
And I imagine that would help.
Yes,
fill
absolutely.
That slot.
And I think we forget sometimes in this community, things like the softball tournaments we bring in or different sporting events, our concerts. I mean, this is an opportunity for them to go somewhere too. We have to keep showing growth in order to keep some of those things that we get because of our community.
Yeah, and you know, Portillo's, I'm certain they've done their homework and they see the numbers. And that's why restaurants continue to come here, because people do eat out. They spend their money. It's a... You know, we're I think one of the top two or three in the state as far as average incomes, you know, for this, you know, so we're very wealthy, prosperous community, and people like to spend their money. And so to me, it's a win, you know, for the community.
Talking to Kyle Hamm, Economic Development Council. Let's go back to Dick's Sporting Goods. This was an argument brought up, I want to say, at a city council meeting couple of weeks ago, as Dick's Sporting Goods talking about the fact that they moved from Normal to Bloomington, and the mayor's touting, you know, we've got Dick's Sporting Goods, when really, I think his argument was, you didn't really create any new jobs. You just took jobs from across the street and brought them here, and that's what you're doing with Kroger, yet they're getting incentives. Let's use Dick's Sporting Goods as an example, because they got some incentives to move to the bigger store where Kmart is. Why does that make sense?
Well, it made sense because Dick's needed a bigger space. They outgrew their space. That was the real reason why they moved. But that particular area was very blighted. You know, it's right next to a mall, a major thoroughfare with Route 9, connecting with veterans. And so it's been an eyesore for a long time. And Dick's moving there generated a whole new level of activity for that corner. And I'm sure it's benefiting those retailers that were already there, like McDonald's and others. So it spurred a whole additional amount of growth beyond just Dick's moving there.
All right.
What is your feeling on people that are saying we don't have the employees in this community to support some of this? Because we've seen that come through our social media, too.
150, they're anticipating 150 for Portillo's?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, you know, when you have a lot of retail-type jobs, you know, that it can be a challenge to find workforce. But I think that, you know, we've got a workforce task force right now that's in place through the Chamber of Commerce. Looking at that, you know, how do we fill these types of jobs? And certainly, you know, our goal at the EDC is to find good family wage jobs, you know, that pay well. We're not talking minimum wage jobs, but we certainly have to be able to fill these jobs of service, you know, with young students, maybe students, you know, find a way for them to get active in the retail piece as well.
All right. The only other thing I have to ask you, it's every time you're on. Any news out of the Mitsubishi plant?
We're still very active out there. We have a lot of due diligence being done on the plant, and that is the good news. We, you know, the auction was delayed for a second time, and there has not been a rescheduled date for that. So we're very positive, very hopeful that we'll have some news in not too distant future.
Within the next 3 months?
Potentially.
I always like to work in quarters. 4 months.
There really is no timeline. We, you know, we just continue to work day to day and you know, serve the community as best we can for whoever is looking at it.
Warehouse or manufacturer?
Probably can't comment on that either. So.
I don't even know why we have you here. All right. Again, BN by the Numbers tickets. How do you get tickets to the BN by the Numbers, by the way? Did we talk about that?
Yeah, you can go to our website, bnbiz.org, and order your tickets on there.